private philanthropy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I think it's very commendable. Have you any particular involvement with Israel?
I have. My mother had a cousin there who died about a year ago. And after my husband died, he would never go. My nephew and niece from Cleveland, and we went to see her. And she died about a year ago, and so I just... Boy, are they a bunch of chiselers over there. Everybody's out, including some relatives of hers, try to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks that everybody in America, believe me, they have every right to, for their hardships and so forth, but I used to buy a lot of Israel bonds for my grandchildren. I quit that out too.
Why?
Well, I just feel that I think eventually we're going to lose anything we have there, because I don't know how Israel is ever going to exist. Oil is more important than human beings. It would be a great calamity, certainly.
It'll be the greatest, but what are you going to do?
It's going to be a second Holocaust, and we're not safe here either.
You and I
agree with that?
Yeah, it's been worrying me.
What good is it? I'm only worried I think anybody who has kids today is crazy.
Now, you say that although you have experienced no anti-Semitism.
But it's a different story. I found it when I moved to Greystone and made me maybe 20 times more sensitive than a person who had it as a child.
I see.
There was a Dr. Smith there who openly said he didn't like Jews on the street.
Mm-hmm. So while you're supportive of Israel, you haven't been there and you haven't been involved in any projects related to Israel?
Well, I want to tell you, I am a Jewess, very proud of it, but I am first an American. Anything I have, I owe to America, not to anybody else. And I think a great many of us forget that. I know people are so involved in Israel that they forget that they owe what they have to America. Haven't you met people like that? Maybe not. You have to have been brought up in a very Orthodox home to encounter that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't run away from being Jewish even if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Your daughter and her family, are they...
I'm very proud of my son-in-law. He's very active in Temple Israel in St. Louis.
They are involved in community activities there.
He is very much involved in the temple there. And
well, that's when the children are younger, you're more active. And after the children marry, in many cases, you...
Well, now look. I'm a member of Rodef Shalom, have been probably for maybe 40 years, I don't remember. I don't go at all, but I wouldn't give up my membership. I think as a Jew you have to be counted, and the only way that counts is through your membership in the congregation. I think you have to belong. You have to identify yourself with what you are if you're going to belong. Be a person.
Yeah, I'd agree
with that. But I tell you, I think Rabbi Jacobs is the greatest guy in the whole world.
He's a very lovely man.
Such a human being.
Have you had much contact
with
him?
Oh, and my husband was sick, honey. He was so great. And I want you to know, even to this day, he comes to see me on my husband's yahrzeit.
Well, that is really... very unusual.
Oh, he is so unusual. He is so great. He is such a human being.
So your principal activity is around the hospital, but you tell me you're a bridge player too.
Oh, I love to play bridge.
I see.
Now tonight I'm having women in for canasta, which I hate, but it's better than sitting at home and twirling your thumbs.
Is this an ongoing bridge game that you've been a part of?
No, I play a lot of duplicate.
I see. And you mentioned...
I go to the Amazon House on Wednesday afternoon. They have a duplicate game because I take Pearl Mallinger, who runs the game, and doesn't drive. So I drive her over, and I play.
Yes, that's a pretty good activity for a lot of people, isn't it, the Amazon House?
I don't know. I don't belong.
I see, but you just go.
I belong to the council, but I don't know why I don't belong to Amazon House. I have no. I wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
While I.
Would you have enough activity aside?
I belong to ARC, but I don't belong to any senior citizen activity. Now, I'd like to go down here. There's this place called Vantage. Did you ever hear of it?
No.
It isn't run by ARC. But it's for senior citizens, and they say the work they do is magnificent.
Well, what do they do?
They have a physical therapy. We have a man here that's in a wheelchair. He goes every day, and what a relief to his wife. He's there every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and I understand they have marvelous lunches. You go and you pay whatever you feel you want to. It is not sponsored by ARP. I don't know, but it's supposed to be marvelous. I've never been there.
So you fulfill your obligations in the community in your own way, Mrs. Reinhardt.
No, I just do as I
will.
No, I only do what I want. Don't get me going. I won't do what I don't like, and I won't give what I don't believe. For instance, I wouldn't give a nickel to Hill Academy. You want to send your child to a private school, that's your privilege. I'll give to the Hebrew Institute. I believe in Jewish training, but to go to a parochial school you want to go, you support it. I'm not supporting it. But I mean, to each his own. I wouldn't criticize you. That's your business.
Have you met any interesting people in the community? Is there anyone else you might like to talk about that possibly we might want to interview? Or?
I don't get out among too many organizations. I'm going next Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. Hadassah's honoring the outgoing of that Ruth Adler, and I'm very fond of her. Outside of that, I think it's the second time I'm going, maybe the third time, to a Hadassah meeting.
But you recognize the need to support it.
Oh, honey. And I think Ort does a beautiful job, B'nai B'rith, and Technion, and all things connected with Israel, directly or indirectly.
You support. You say that you travel whenever you can.
Oh, I could. I never stay home.
Where have you been?
Been up on this Alaska trip twice. I want you to know, if you want the most beautiful trip in the world, and you want to go, you make your reservations a year in advance. That's how busy it is.
I see.
We went on that Pharisee. There are some.
You went with your daughter and her
and
family.
Took my whole family. My grandchildren, every one of them, when they got off the boat, cried. They didn't want, they had such a grand time. And then this year I went through the Panama Canal on the Golden Odyssey. I've been on that trip before. It was okay.
Repeat trips?
Not too often. This Panama trip I went because it was part of the trip. I've never been to Europe.
Is there any special reason?
My husband always said he made his money in America and he wasn't going to give those foreigners his money. That's why he wouldn't even go to Israel. I went after he died.
Oh, you did go to Israel?
Yeah, with a nephew and niece.
I see. How long ago was that?
3 or 4 years ago.
And how did you, what were your impressions of Israel?
I thought the people were great and the sacrifices they make and the fear of their life constantly. Whew. That I wouldn't want to live there.
Mm-hmm. But it is a remarkable accomplishment.
Oh,
isn't it?
It's to people to be able to turn. Have you both been to Israel?
I was there a year ago, October.
But I don't want to go back. Do you?
I would go back, yes. I would like to go back. Well, now, but there's so many places I haven't been to.
Now my leg... See, I have a cracked knee. I had a big disappointment. I was ready to go to New York to have acupuncture done. By the way, it's terrific if you know anybody's got arthritis. My husband's sister had it done in Queens by a Korean doctor. She was so bad she couldn't lift a finger to write a letter. She's absolutely perfect. And I was going, and she went to see him, and he said, anybody with a cracked knee is only wasting their money. And it was quite a letdown because I had planned on going. And my knee bothers me, but I'm not going to have it operated on. It's the most serious of the replacements, you know.
I see. But you managed to get around and do all the things you want to do anyhow.
I won't let it hold me back. Mm-hmm. I could. Mm-hmm. Now, after you leave, I'm going over to Montefiore to see this woman whose brother's up at Vets, who's here alone. See, they were going to operate on her. I talked to her yesterday. They are only giving her some kind of treatment by needle. I'm quite perturbed about her because it's a tragic thing to be so alone.
Well, you do respond to people in need. I can see that in the
Well, I have to... I have to like what I'm doing. I have to believe what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I don't care anybody else does.
Well, you give a wonderful service, and that was Council's, I think their interest was that anyone who had worked so long at Veterans Hospital had made a real contribution to this community.
I feel that I have contributed up there. I'm very well known. And
you mentioned that you feel that you're doing public relations for
Absolutely.
Jews. Has it come out in any particular way in your contacts there?
Yes, I've had people say, you know, you're the first Jew I ever... You take people who come from the back hills of West Virginia, they never saw a Jew. They think we have horns.
And so they comment on it. How do they learn that you're Jewish?
I wear a B'nai B'rith insignia, and it says volunteer. And then I get a volunteer badge that you have to wear. You mm-hmm. have your insignia up there. And I purposely never differentiate. There are a lot of Jewish men that I could probably take up. But we have Jewish war veterans that go up there, too. Mm-hmm. And before I was handicapped, and when... Well, I hadn't gone up there for several years when my husband was so sick. I could do a lot of things. But there's no other country in the world that takes care of your veterans like we do, and there's an awful lot of chiseling and cheating.
But overall, they do help.
Oh.
Elaine, can you think of any other...
No, I was just admiring this lovely...
You want to look at the rest of the place?
...living room.
Would you have anything of interest that we might take along to add to this? I mean, do you have a picture that we could use?
Of yourself, number one.
No, I wouldn't give you
no snapshot or anything.
I can give you an article that the town wrote up about me.
Well, that would be fine.
But let me see if I can find it. I put it away to keep in case of my death for my kids to...
Oh, well, then we'd have
no,
to...
No, I think they it. Have one. Wait a minute, I'll look.
We will in a minute. We have this tape running meanwhile.
Now I'm with Brew. Living room, traditional, green carpeting.
Oh, you're going to have a description.
One window is old. Maybe one wall is old windows.
Walking.
Thank you.
that reservoir from here.
Yes.
I'm quite provoked at them. After my mother died, we used to have a family room and we'd have 30, 35 people for Passover. My mother always said, you only invited people who didn't have anybody. And I gave them two magnificent tablecloths, one long enough that would sit on the table when they entertained. They've never used it. And I wrote Cavalier and told them if they weren't going to use it, I would like it back, but he never did.
Would we be able to take this from you? I could have my husband run off a copy.
Wait a minute.
Well, how about this? Frieda Reinhardt, a provider for many in times of crisis. The Herald,
that's
Wednesday,
the local paper.
December 29, 1976.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Reinhardt, we're going to turn off the tape.
Okay, and then here's the night they honored me and they presented me with those roses.
Can we just say thank you very much, and it's been real interesting talking with you.
And here is something up at Vets Hospital.